The dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local.
And welcome back to Feldhausen Field here in Marysville, Kansas. Class 3A regional baseball continues on a beautiful Monday in Marysville. It's the host Marysville against the top seed and Big 7 League champion Royal Valley Panthers in our game coming up here on FM 103.9 KNZA and streaming worldwide and free online at mscsports.net. Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt and Colin Feldkamp, I'm Justin Fluke, and Marysville will be the visitors as they are the number 8 seed with just one victory so far this season under head coach John Hafley. Royal Valley, the number 1 seed, will be the home team here in Marysville on the scoreboard today. Kenny Swart, the head coach of the Panthers, who have a record of 13 wins against just 6 losses this season. Let's give you the starting lineups. Marysville, the visitors, will be batting first, and this is how they will start, including two freshmen in the lineup. Batting leadoff is freshman left fielder Jordan Miller. Hitting second is the catcher Nate Fisher, and batting third for Marysville is Dominic Fisher, the second baseman. Hitting cleanup is sophomore center fielder Bryant Simmons. Hitting fifth is the pitcher Chris Bartles for Marysville, one of the just two seniors on the Marysville roster, and Bartles the only senior starter for Marysville here today. He'll pitch and bat fifth. Hitting sixth is the junior shortstop Thomas Behrens. The right fielder Gavin Elder, also a junior, he'll bat seventh for Marysville. Hitting eighth is the first baseman Bo Urban, also a junior, and another freshman Dakota Slupianic. He will play third base and bat ninth for Marysville in the black-topped uniforms with the red numerals and letters trimmed in white and the white pants for the Bulldogs and Coach John Hafley here today. So Miller, Fisher, Fisher, Siemens, Bartles, Behrens, then Elder, Urban, Slupianic for the Bulldogs. Here's the Royal Valley starting lineup in their gray pants with the purple jerseys and the black numerals and letters trimmed in white for head coach Kenny Swart. His starting lineup includes senior shortstop Kendon Wagg batting first. Hitting second is the junior right fielder Rio Miller. The pitcher for Royal Valley today, Brady Klotz, a senior, he'll bat third. The junior third baseman Jace Wagg will bat cleanup for Royal Valley, followed by junior first baseman Preston Golden. Hitting sixth for Royal Valley is senior left fielder Cooper Doherty. The second baseman Ethan Nooner, a junior, will bat seventh. Hitting eighth for the Panthers is senior center fielder Parker Long, and the catcher is a sophomore, the only underclassman starting for Royal Valley today. That's Tyson Parks. He'll bat ninth. So Wagg, Miller, Klotz, Wagg, Golden, Doherty, Nooner, Long, Parks for the Panthers. We have 4 seniors on their roster and all 4 in the starting lineup here today, including Brady Klotz, who's taking his warm-up pitches. So we'll take a timeout when we come back. It's first pitch. It's Royal Valley and Marysville coming up next. 3A regional quarterfinal baseball here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. We're set to begin this baseball contest with the winner of this game playing our final game today, a semifinal against Jeff West. Earlier today, Jeff West beat Hiawatha 3-1. Now it's Royal Valley versus Marysville. The winner will meet Jeff West coming up in the semifinal later here this evening. Jordan Miller leads things off for Marysville. Brady Klotz, right-hander. First pitch of the game is upstairs for ball one. Brady Klotz going to play collegiate baseball next year at Northwest Missouri State. Right-hander for Royal Valley. 6'5", big frame, all-stater in basketball as well, and deals a strike in there to even the count up at 1-1. Miller will be followed by Nate and then Dominic Fisher here for the Bulldogs in the top half of inning number one. Next pitch by Klotz, fouled off the end of the bat sharply up the first base side. Now one ball and two strikes. Good matchup earlier today between the 4 and 5 seeds. That's Jeff West beating Hiawatha 3-1. They out-hit the Redhawks 8-5. Both teams had one error. Both teams left more than a half dozen stranded. 1-2 pitch inside, and the count now 2-2 to Jordan Miller. So Miller and Slupianic, two freshmen. This Marysville team is pretty young. Only two seniors on the roster, only one of them in the starting lineup today. A lot of youth. This pitch down and in, and full now, 3-2 from Klotz to Jordan Miller. Two freshmen and one sophomore starting, and then five juniors and the senior for Marysville. Here's the payoff pitch, and a strike three called on the outside corner, down looking. Miller takes the backwards K as Klotz gets the call there, and out number one. Royal Valley winning the Big 7 League baseball title this season. Of course, they've won the Big 7 basketball title the last 3 years as well, making history in state this year in that sport, and now trying to make some history here this spring on the diamond as well. Swinging a foul tip by Nate Fisher, the junior catcher for Marysville. He's a left-hander, and he takes outside to even the count at 1-1. Panthers play straight up defensively. Next pitch by Klotz is swung on and missed, strike two. 375 feet to the gaps, 343 feet down the lines. Got to get a new sign made for dead centers. They've revamped this park a little bit in the outfield. That pitch barely missed outside. It's 2-2 now to Nate Fisher. And strike three called. The ball dropped, but the throw down to first in plenty of time by Parks to Golden. And that is strike number three, out number two. So two up and two down as Klotz has gotten a couple borderline calls there to get those strikes. And now Dominic Fisher. Nemaha Central and Riley County are still going in extra innings now. That's the game at Somerset Park in Sabetha. Also part of this 3A regional. The pitch outside to Dominic Fisher, 1-0. Oh, now it just ended in 8 innings. Riley County beat Nemaha Central 7-5. So that is a little bit of an upset as far as the seedings go. Klotz strike right over to even things up at 1-1. So Riley County beats Nemaha 7-5. And a strike in there. It's 1-2. Next game there at Somerset Park will be the host Sabetha against Donovan West. That action on 92.1 KMZA and all of it online at mscsports.net for free. Swing and a miss, and Klotz strikes out the side. Three up and three down for Marysville on the top of the first as Klotz fans all three. And we'll head to a one-minute timeout as you listen to 3A Regional Baseball here on FM 103.9 KMZA.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Feldhausen Field here in Marysville. No scores. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Royal Valley to bat for the first time. It'll be Wag, Miller, Klotz, Wag, Golden, Doherty, Nooner, Long, Parks. They will be facing Chris Bartles, the right-handed starting pitcher and senior for the Bulldogs. Brady Klotz struck out the side in the top half of the first inning, getting Royal Valley off to a quick start. 14 pitches. So now Kendon Wag trying to get Royal Valley going here. First pitch by Bartles. And it's in there for a called strike one. Kendon, one of the four seniors for Royal Valley. Next pitch, big swing and a miss. It's nothing and two. A lot of parity, not only in the Big 7 League this year, but you just look at this 3A regional bracket. You know, top seed has six losses. Ball drops just a little bit low. It's 1-2 now to Kendon with Miller on deck. Klotz in the hole. Next pitch by Bartles hit pretty well into left field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Kendon Wag has the leadoff single for Royal Valley, just looping it well into left field. Miller didn't have a chance out there. It's Miller, Simmons, and Elder in the outfield from left to right. Marysville's infield has Slupionik at third, Barons and Dominic Fisher in the middle, Urban at first. Nate Fisher is the catcher. Rio Miller now the batter for Royal Valley. Junior right fielder after a throw to first, but Wag's back over there safely. In streaming all the games live worldwide on online free on your phone, computer, or any device at msesports.net. Ball hit back to the pitcher. They'll throw to second and get that one, and the relay throw is dug out at first. No, not in the glove of Urban. So Miller will be safe on the fielder's choice. Quick play there, and it looked like it could have easily been two. So 1-4 on the fielder's choice to get Wag out at first, but unable to complete the double play. Is a good scoop try there by Urban. Swiped at it on a quick hop to him and just couldn't quite glove it. Now Brady Klotz, one on, one out. And he takes a big swing and comes up empty there on the first offering from the right-hander Bartles. Bartles, pretty big guy as well. Senior counterpart to Klotz for Marysville on the bump. Winner this game again will play Jeff West. Coming up in our next game as Jeff West eliminated Hiawatha 3-1 earlier this afternoon. This pitch a little bit outside. It's 1-1 now to Klotz. Chase Wag awaiting on deck. Third to first, but nothing doing as Rio Miller's back safely. Royal Valley started the season 6-5, but something happened around April 21st. They got on a heck of a roll. Here's a swing and a miss. Runner going. Throw to second is off target, bringing the shortstop in and towards first. So it's a stolen base for Rio Miller. The count 1-2 to Brady Klotz. Runner now in scoring position here with one out. Well, like 7-1 in their last eight games, I believe, is the mark for Royal Valley. Beat Holton last week in a couple games. This pitch outside, Klotz lays off, and it's 2-2. Nemaha. Lost one to Taganoxie. Lost a couple to Wamego. Wamego's a really good 4A school. Also split with Hiawatha to this Royal Valley team. There's a swing and a foul tip. Klotz able to stay alive. Back to second goes Rio Miller with one out. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Split with Santa Fe Trail for this Royal Valley team. But quite a few runs on the board. The offense has been good. Have a little bit of depth in the pitching department. Something we saw with Jeff West today, using three different pitchers in their win over Hiawatha. None of them had to throw 60 pitches. That pitch just outside again, and now it's worked full 3-2. Pitch number 7 in the at-bat, forthcoming here from Bartles to Klotz. Pitcher-pitcher matchup. Righty-righty with the runner at second. They keep him close with the shortstop and second baseman both nudging over. Swing and a miss by Klotz. And Bartles wins that battle on 7 pitches. A swing and a miss is out number 2. First K recorded by Bartles. And now Jace Wag, the third baseman for Royal Valley. Trying to deliver with 2 outs to put the Panthers on the board. Good lead at second. Again, they try to keep him close. The pitch dives low and away for ball 1 to Jace. Preston Golden would be next. Throw to second. Second baseman over there to take the throw, and Fisher, but back safely diving in is Rio Miller. Reached on a fielder's choice following the leadoff base hit by Kendon Wag. Here's the 1-0 delivery to Jace Wag, and he swings and misses for a strike. About 6-7 teams in this bracket that were all within a handful of games of the 500 mark, and your top seed 13-6, your number 7 seed was about 6-8, so pretty good balance in there. Parity that we alluded to earlier. Pitch missed for a ball. It's 2-1 now to Jace. Bartles gets set, pitching from the stretch with the runner at second, 2 outs. Ball lifted into center field. Siemens running in hard and won't get there. And with 2 outs, charging around third, running all the way on contact with 2 outs, Rio Miller scores. And Royal Valley takes the lead on a 2-out RBI hit by Jace Wag. So the Panthers lead 1-0. Looked like maybe got underneath it a little bit, and not much wind here today, but just placed perfectly between center and right field where nobody could get to it. Jace has the RBI single to continue the inning. Here's Preston Golden. Bartles pitches. It's low and away for ball 1. From the stretch still, Bartles checks the runner over at first. He's set with 2 outs. Next pitch low, gets to the backstop underneath Nate Fisher, and that advances Jace Wag to second base. Marysville started the season 1-1. They split with St. Mary's clear back in March. Won a 16-8 game against St. Mary's. But despite some close contests and tough battles, have not been able to strike back in the win column since. Here's the 2-0. And a big swing by Golden. Comes up empty. Bartles took a little bit off that one, it appeared. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Checking the runner again at second. Now the pitch. That's belted down the line, left field. It's a fair ball. This one's going to roll all the way to the corner. Around third. Jace Wag scores easily and into second standing up. Golden will put on the brakes there. And PG with a 2-out clutch RBI double. He doubles the lead for the Panthers here in the bottom half of inning number 1. Well placed hit there by Preston Golden. Now, Cooper Doherty, the left fielder for the Panthers. And he takes outside for ball one. Doherty, a senior. Like most of these guys, graduated just in the last couple of days to end the academic part of their high school career. Pitch from Bartles is in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. 1-1 to Cooper. Ethan Nooner would be next. Doherty is the sixth batter of the inning for Royal Valley. And he takes inside for ball two. Marysville still had a chance to get out of it. They had two outs, but now back-to-back two-out RBI hits by Jace Wagg and Preston Golden. 2-1 to Doherty with two outs, runner at second. Bartles looking back there, taking his time. Now the pitch, lifted into short right. That might be trouble. Elder comes running in and will play it on a hop. Around third is Golden, and he's going to score standing up. It's 3-0 Royal Valley with three straight two-out base hits for the Panthers. Just placing the balls in perfect spots. As that one just a step in front of Elder, couldn't quite get there. So an RBI single for Doherty, and now Ethan Nooner, junior second baseman. Fourth batter to come up with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Royal Valley up 3-0. And the pitch a little high for ball one. Four total hits in the inning here for Royal Valley. Again, no errors by Marysville. And Bartles is throwing strikes. He's not allowed any free passes, but seems like every ball hit is just two or three steps away from a Marysville defender at this point. The Panthers try to keep it going with the seventh batter of the inning. Here's a 2-0 delivery to Nooner, and he takes slow ball three. Parker Long chomping at the bit. He's next. Due up. Then Tyson Parks to complete the lineup. 3-0 delivery showing bunt and taking a strike is Ethan Nooner. RBI hits by Jace Wagg, Golden, and Doherty. And now a little pop-up on the infield. This one called for by the second baseman and making the catch is Tom Fisher. And that will retire the side. But the Panthers get three across on four hits, no errors, one left. And after one complete inning, it's Royal Valley 3, Marysville 0 here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. Justin Fluke with you here in Marysville. 3A regional baseball on a gorgeous Monday afternoon. Temperature for our first game at first pitch was 77 degrees. We did touch 80 here a little bit ago in Marysville. As the Bulldogs bat in the top of the second, it'll be the cleanup hitter Bryant Siemens leading off, then Chris Bartles and Thomas Behrens. Brady Klotz struck out the side on 14 pitches in the first. And he hits the zone there with his second delivery of the second inning. The count 1-1 to Siemens, a sophomore. pitch by the right-hander is outside. Well, Valley getting some clutch two-out hits, a trio of them there in the bottom half of the first to take the lead in this game. Big swing and a miss by Siemens, evens the count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swing and a miss, but it gets away from the catcher. This one rolls all the way back behind Parks to the backstop and will be safe there on the strikeout. So Marysville gets their first runner of the game despite the fourth K recorded by Brady Klotz. And it'll be Chris Bartles, the senior and the pitcher for Marysville, now to the plate. Working from the stretch for the first time today is Brady Klotz, runner at first, held on. Pitch in there for a strike to Chris Bartles, nothing and one. Ready for the next pitch to the right-hander, and this one sails outside away from the plate, one and one to Bartles. Thomas Barron's bats next for the Bulldogs. Looking for a fresh start, like every team kind of has. Wipe the slate clean and nothing matters. It's all even here coming into the postseason. Bulldogs getting to host this year as this pitch is fouled back behind us out of play. 1-2 to Bartles. Marysville lost 14 straight to end the regular season, but right now everybody's 0-0. Except Jeff West and Nemaw Central. They've won earlier today. Jeff West beat Hiawatha 3-1. Nemaw Central won in extra innings against Riley County won in extra innings against Nemaw. Here's a pickoff attempt. The ball gets clear in that mass foul territory past the first baseman, Golden. So advancing to second is Siemens. That'll take away the force out. Count 1-2 to Bartles. Panthers trying to continue a historic season. Their school. The hard hit ball up the middle into center field. Siemens around third and now puts on the brakes. Could have scored as the ball was bobbled and mishandled out there in center field by Long, but not going to take any chances with nobody out. Runners will be at the corners now as Marysville has their first hit of the game. Bartles with a nice sharp shot up the middle and now Thomas Behrens. See how both teams play this with runners at first and third, and we might have a courtesy runner coming in for the pitcher. We will have a courtesy runner coming in here for Marysville. That is Jacob Hafley, senior. So still nobody out. Behrens takes a strike. They do throw down to second. Man, they could have reached back and tagged that runner. It was kind of a cutoff there by the second baseman, Ethan Nooner, on the throw, but looked like if he would have been back a step or two, or even after he caught it, kind of whipped the glove back there, they might have had a chance to get Jacob Hafley the courtesy runner. But instead, runners are at second and third as the Bulldogs look to get right back in this game. And again, we have an issue with the bases popping out of the ground and staying put on that slide into second. They're going to run a tool out there to get second base put back together. Again, softball coverage planned for tomorrow. We have a triple header for the 2-1A regional at Riverside. 3 softball games tomorrow, where Troy is the top seed in that softball regional. Those games will be on our sister station, CARE, 93.7 FM. I plan to be in Holton tomorrow, weather permitting, and we'll broadcast Holton softball as they will look to win 2 games and advance back to the state tournament. Holton won't play their first game till 5 p.m. tomorrow. That's here on 103.9 KNZA. against Hayden. Another chapter in the Holton-Hayden rivalry tomorrow at 5, our plan here on 103.9. Looks like second base is secured and in place as we will resume the action. Marysville threatening here. Runners at second and third. One reached on a drop third strike. The other singled up the middle and just stole second base. So they're in scoring position with nobody out. Thomas Behrens, an 0-1 count to the right-hander. Klotz deals and misses low, ball one. Gavin Elder next for the Bulldogs. So talked a little bit earlier, basically just briefly mentioned the reconstruction of the outfield here at Feldhausen Field. Klotz's next pitch is swung on and missed, inside heater. It's 1-2. It was just in the last year that they kind of changed it to make it more of a normal or regular outfield fence. Here's a foul ball off first base side out of play. Still 1-2 to Thomas Behrens. Yeah, used to have a little over 400 feet in one part of the outfield, but kind of redid the middle part of the outfield. That's 375 to the gaps. Here's another 1-2 pitch and a chopper foul third base side. As the Klotz and Behrens battle continues here with nobody out, runners second and third for Marysville. Roll Valley leads 3-0, got three runs on four hits in the bottom of the first. But now some pressure on them defensively, and Klotz, who deals another 1-2, and it's another foul ball. That's three straight foul balls, and this will be pitch number 7, coming up to the shortstop, Behrens. Winner will play Jeff West in our next game, a semifinal coming up. Lots deals. A swing and a miss. He does win the battle, getting his 5th strikeout of the game. So five Ks for Klotz in the first out here of the inning. And he'll face right fielder Gavin Elder, another junior for Marysville. Pitch outside, 1-0. Bo Urban ups out of the dugout and awaits to hit next for Marysville. Still just one down. Outfield pretty shallow, straight away for the Panthers. And a big swing and it's empty by Elder, 1-1. Klotz working quickly. Next delivery is a fastball and it drops low, just maybe missed a bit outside as well. 2 balls and a strike to Gavin Elder. A lot of pitches after 14 in the first inning to strike out the side. Klotz working much deeper in the counts here in the top of the second. The foul straight back as the Bulldogs able to get bat on ball, just trying to put a couple more in play to get back in this contest. 2-2, the count to Elder. Pitch number 21 of the inning. And a swing and a miss. Klotz wins the battle. He records his 6th punch out of the game. And now just one out away from getting out of a big jam and ending the inning. Had runners on second and third with nobody out. Now Klotz trying to battle back here to get out of his own jam. Has a chance to strike out 7 batters through the first 2 innings. Had one strikeout that reached earlier to start this second inning. And pitch a little bit high to Bo Urban, ball one. Klotz from the windup, livers and a swing and a miss. So Marysville, the only team from the North Central Kansas League in this bracket. We talked about the Big 7 having 5 teams in it. There's a swing and a miss, strike 2. Riley County, the lone representative from the Mid-East League, and then Donovan West, Riverside, the other team. Here's the 1-2 pitch. inside and high. A little chin music for Bo Urban as the count evens at 2-2. So Donovan West combined with Riverside, because Riverside didn't have enough for a baseball team this year, and when you combine the enrollment, that pushed those schools to Class 3A. Foul tip off the catcher's mask. Stays 2-2 here to Bo Urban. First-year baseball co-op, I believe, between Donovan West and Riverside. They've co-opted for wrestling. That's the only other sport. Out stays 2-2. Two on in scoring position, but two outs in the inning. Another big pitch coming here from Klotz to Urban. The delivery. And it's low, ball three. So as far as we can go, a walk would load the bases. Dakota Slupianic is awaiting on deck. Klotz had runners at second and third with nobody out. He struck out the last two he's faced. Now the payoff to Urban, and he got him! Klotz slings the arm through the air, and he spans seven batters through just two innings as Marysville's threat ends with runners left stranded at second and third. Klotz again strikes out the side. Roll Valley stays ahead 3-0. And we're back in 1 minute here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Here's Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
I think one thing that is good for farmers to have in their back pocket is a lender that actually is able to know the troubles that they're going through. And I think what better way to do that than to have a lender that's also an ag producer himself as well.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
With studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke back with you. Bottom of the second inning, Parker Long leads off for Royal Valley and takes a ball on the 30th pitch of the game for Chris Bartles. Labored through 29 pitches. First inning of work. Gave up the three runs on four hits. Parker Long, number eight hitter in the lineup. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 to him with Tyson Parks on deck and Kendon Wag to follow here in the bottom of the second. Well, Valley scored their runs all with two out base hits. That's what Marysville needed. Well, they just needed a clutch hit with runners in scoring position. They had him at second and third with nobody out. But Brady Klotz struck out the number six, seven, and eight hitters for Marysville to get out of that jam. 2-1 to Parker Long. And a breaking ball that stays high will make it three balls and one strike. Royal Valley center fielder trying to start the Panthers off on the right foot again. They got a leadoff single in the first inning. And a leadoff walk here as Long ducks underneath ball four. He will take his base. That's the first free pass. This is issued by Chris Bartles in the game. Tyson Parks. Sophomore. Catcher, a right-hander, nine-hole hitter. To the stretch goes Bartles. Runner at first, held on. Not going. Check swing. Parks laid off. It's low. It's ball one. Four hits for Royal Valley in that first inning. Three were singles and one double by Preston Golden that rolled to the left field corner. Pitch just missed. It's now 2-0. Marysville on their postseason roster certainly list a bunch of pitchers whenever they list the position for each of their players. There's a strike in there. It's 2-1 now to Parks. Besides Bartles getting the start, they list Jacob Meyer, Bryant, Siemens, Duke Timmel, Jordan Miller, Nate Fisher, Gavin Elder, Thomas Behrens, Chris Bartles, Andy Volley, Dakota Slipionic. But how many guys are not listed as pitchers? Let's figure that much out. It might be a lot easier. Count evens 2-2 here to Tyson Parks. Nobody out. One on first. Panthers up 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Runner going. Throw down. Not in time. It's a stolen base for Parker Long. Pitch was just a little bit high, apparently, so it's a full count 3-2 to Parks as Rowe Valley steals their second base of the game. And, most importantly, second base stayed put in its place, secured, so no stoppage of play to get that fixed. And now 3-2. The runner close at second. Bartles pitches and a foul up the right field line, back and out of play. It's still 3-2 here to Tyson Parks. Kenny Swart, the head coach for Royal Valley. Swing and a miss, and Parks strikes out. So that is the second strikeout recorded by Chris Bartles. Big one, too. He gets the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. Steven Jacobson and Sam Carver, the two assistant coaches on the Panthers staff this year. Dancing around second, runner there, and a ball into right field. This one's going to hang up, and oh, it's off the glove of Elder. Heading back to second was Long, but now he takes off and will only get to third, as he, like most, thought that ball was going to be caught, but just off the glove of Elder, kind of slicing away from him, but unable to make the catch, and that is our first error of the contest. So Kendon Wegg aboard via the E9, and now they're on the corners with one out, and out of the dugout comes the Marysville coach to visit here with his starter and infield. Trent Oliva and Scott Turnus. I was trying to think of some of the other fairly long-tenured baseball coaches that Royal Valley's had through the years. Softball program has had some success, albeit not quite at the state level. So with runners on first and third and one out, here's Rio Miller. Reached on a fielder's choice his first time up, and he hits one to center field. That'll drop for a hit. An RBI single for Miller. And the Panthers lead 4-0 as Parker Long trots home from third. Kendon Wagg is at second base, and Rio Miller is now at first after his RBI hit into center field. And the batter's Brady Klotz, who struck out in a 7-pitch first at bat. Facing Chris Bartles for the second time. Two seniors lock eyes. Bartles looks back to second and now the pitch, and that's on the outside part of the plate called strike one. Streaming our audio free worldwide online at msdsports.net. Just click listen live and select KNZA. 0-1 pitch to Klotz is inside ball one. Also, Sabetha and Donovan West getting ready to start at Somerset Park in Sabetha. That is on 92.1 KMZA online at msesports.net. Click listen live in KMZA. 1-1 pitch, Klotz fouls straight back. Pretty good cut there, but it's 1-2. One out with runners first and second. One run in for the Panthers here in the bottom half of inning number two. Winner of this game meets Jeff West in our next and final game of the evening. Semi-final. Winner will be here playing in the championship game slated for Wednesday at 5. 1-2 pitch. Drops low. Klotz able to hold off. And the count 2-2. Jay Swag waiting on deck. He had the first of three straight RBI hits with two outs back in inning number one. Cardinals looking at the runner at second. The one at first ignored, not held on. This pitch is off the end of the bat into right field, a mile high, down the line. Long run for Elder. He's in foul territory, and he overran it. Couldn't make the catch, but it was a foul ball. Long run, and Elder struggling a bit. Had an error earlier in the inning as one went off his glove, and that time just way overran it. The slight breeze that we have, only about 5 miles an hour, is blowing straight in from left field towards home plate. So Klotz stays alive, gets another chance here at 2-2. Be the sixth pitch in this at bat between Bartles and Brady. Two on. The 2-2 pitch. And this one down the right field line as well, running and diving, and that one's gloved by Elder. And he quickly gets it into second. Very nice play by Elder. Easy to kind of get frustrated and down on yourself a bit after plays that you feel like you should have done better earlier in this inning, but Elder makes an important catch and out there. It's the second out of the inning. Klotz is 0 for 2, and it's up to Jace Wag here. RBI single with two outs. His first time up. Runners remain at first and second base. One run is scored on one hit and one error here in the inning. Panthers lead 4-0. Pitched by Bartles. High and deep. Back into left field. Fading back. Miller still going back, and it is over his head. It gets to the wall, and two runs are going to score. It's a two-run, two-out double for Jace Wag. He's 2-for-2 today with 3 RBI and another two-out clutch hit for the Panthers. That ball was drilled deep, deep into left field, and Roll Valley leads 6-0. Preston Golden has the only other extra base hit of the day. He had an RBI double his first time up. He's the seventh batter here in the second inning, and he takes a strike at the knees. So Jace Wag at second base, driving in Kendon and Rio on that hit. Royal Valley has scored five of their 6 runs now with 2 outs in this game. Here's one out of play into the right field corner, foul, strike 2. Yeah, except the air play earlier here with one out in this inning. Roll Valley has gotten 5 of their runs with 2 out base hits. 0-2 to Golden. Bartles trying to get out of this here. And a swing and a miss, drop third strike. They'll have to throw down to first, but plenty of time, and Nate Fisher takes care of that, as that is out number 3. But Roll Valley scores 3 times again. They do it on 2 base hits, 1 error, and 1 left. To the third inning we go. It's Roll Valley 6, Marysville 0 here on KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. Holton Community Hospital would like to remind you to thank your local healthcare workers as they celebrate National Hospital Week. The staff at Holton Community Hospital works tirelessly to deliver compassionate, personalized care to our communities. They're honored to provide you with quality care close to home. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics in Hoyt and Wetmore, recognizing and celebrating National Hospital Week. Visit them online at HoltonHospital.com to see the ways they can support you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you. We head to inning number 3. It'll be number 900, Dakota Slupionic, leading off here for Marysville. They trail 6-0 now to Brady Klotz and the Panthers. Klotz misses on the first pitch for ball 1. Slupionic, the freshman third baseman. And he takes a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Leadoff hitter Jordan Miller on deck, then Nate Fisher here in the top of inning number 3. Swing and a miss at a lower pitch. Just got a piece of it, actually. A tip, 1-2. Marysville with one hit in the game. They actually had 2 runners on with 2nd and 3rd. Nobody out last inning, but couldn't get him in. And a swing and a miss. I guess that one went in and out of the catcher's glove, parked. And another drop 3rd strike will allow Marysville another base runner. So Brady Klotz has now struck out 8 batters and only recorded 6 outs in this game. He's recorded every out via strikeout plus 2 more that the runners reached on a drop 3rd strike. Jordan Miller back to the top of the lineup, struck out looking his 1st at bat. Klotz will go to the stretch. Having those strikeout totals is Brady Klotz for sure. Fastball showing bunt. Now they throw to 1st behind the runner and barely back in there safely is Sloopy Onik. Pretty good try by Parks there. After Miller tried to lay down the bunt, couldn't make contact. The count is 0-1. Nobody out for Marysville here in the top of the 3rd. 2nd game of the day. Marysville, the number 8 seed, the tournament host here this week. It's on the outside corner, called a strike. Miller had pulled back a bunt attempt and thought it was outside, but now down in the count, 0-2. Pitch by Klotz, swing and a miss, another strikeout. Klotz looking very dominant on the mound here today. That's out number 1, and now Nate Fisher. One thing that I had failed to notice earlier is the scoreboard here at Marysville. They're actually keeping the pitch count there. I was so used to keeping that and the other stats on my own, but failed to mention they have the pitch count. We're talking about how important that is and tournament where one team is going to have to piece together 3 victories in just 3 days here this week to win this 3A regional and advance to the state tournament. Foul back by Nate Fisher makes the count 0-1. One out and one on 1st. Here's the 1-strike pitch. Inside, bunt was shown and pulled back. Ball got away. Parks couldn't find it. And the 3rd baseman comes in to get it, then has to hustle back to the bag to keep Dakota Slupionic at 2nd base. So he moves up there on the passed ball. Another runner in scoring position for Marysville is trailing 6-0. Fisher left-handed, waiting the 1-1 pitch, and he foul tips this one. It's 1-2. So Brady Klotz has faced 10 hitters so far. He has recorded 9 strikeouts and has 1 single that he's given up. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Brady Klotz. That's it. Well, in between 2nd and 3rd. Into left field for a base hit. Holding at 3rd is Sloopy Onik. And the 2nd hit of the game for Marysville is a single by Nate Fisher. Runners at the corners after that base hit. And Dominic Fisher to the plate. Playing with that right knee in a brace is the Bulldogs' 2nd baseman. As Coach Chafley goes through some signs and now repeats them over at 3rd. Klotz brings it in. The runner's stealing from 1st. They'll throw down there and they tag out the runner. Caught stealing. Parks guns down Nate Fisher. So 2 outs in the inning. That changes things. It takes away the hit and, well, 2nd base is not wanting to stay put. So we'll have some time for that. But now two outs and a runner at third. Number three hitter, Dominic Fisher. Like it's okay without any tool needed this time. Great throw by Parks. I'm going to talk today to how different teams playing things with runners at first and third, both offensively and defensively. But time the Panthers are going to try to gun out the runner, and they did just that with got third, not having as much speed. Slupionik over there didn't break for home or anything on that throw, which is also a little surprising to me. But if you're going to have a runner caught stealing with one out in a first and third situation, you better at least get a run home. Now 0-2 here to Dominic Fisher. Two outs, still 6-0 Royal Valley. Two-strike pitch by Brady Klotz. On the outside corner, it's another strikeout, the 10th of the game, and that one is a backwards K. One hit, but no runs. One left on for Marysville. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Royal Valley still leading it 6-0 here on KNZA.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton offers advanced eye care with a hometown touch. See Drs. Nikki Mirpool, Leslie Gallagher, and Stacey Niehus for an appointment. Lifetime Eye Care is committed to technology advances with the highest level of patient care and service, all within a fun environment. Lifetime Eye Care, south side of the square in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke back with you here in Marysville, Feldhausen Field, on a gorgeous Monday afternoon. Hopefully tomorrow we miss out on some of the storms or rainy weather and doesn't get in the way of any high school baseball and softball regionals that are going on this week. You can see all the local brackets and matchups as well as our regional broadcast schedule. It's all posted online at mscsports.net. Royal Valley scored three runs in the first, added three more in the second. They lead 6-0 as we bat here in the bottom of the third. Panthers will have Cooper Doherty leading off. Doherty slaps one foul towards the first base dugout. Cooper had an RBI single his first time up. He'll be followed by Ethan Nooner and Parker Long. And if anyone reaches number nine hitter, Tyson Parks here in the bottom of the third inning as well. Panthers completing the second time through their lineup here against Chris Bartles, right-hander. And a swing and a miss, not a great swing there by Doherty. Just nothing in two. Cooper had the third of three straight RBI singles back in the first inning. And he chops this one right back to the pitcher, taking his time, throw over to first, and Bartles to Urban for out number one. First time that the Panthers didn't get their leadoff runner aboard. Ethan Nooner popped up to second base, his initial at bat. The plate here with nobody on, and now one down in the inning. Pitch in there for a strike to Nooner. Royal Valley Baseball made the state tournament one time previously in their school history. That was 2016. They lost to Nemaus Central that year. Nemaus Central actually won the 3A Baseball Championship in 2016. Here's the 1-1 to Nooner. And that's outside, ball two. So Rural Valley has really had quite a run. You look at the last 6 years or so for their athletic programs. There's a chopper foul, 2-2 now to Nooner. I mean, with the girls basketball team making history, a couple of state tournaments, Cinderella run, winning a state championship, the volleyball team, a couple runs. They won a state championship for the first time in school history. What boys basketball's done the last 3 years, Big Seven League champs, two times the state. This year making it to the title game, first time in school history. Is a swing and a miss. Gets away from the catcher, throw down to first is high, and reaching safely will be Ethan Nooner on the strikeout and E2. As over to get it was Nate Fisher, but his throw sailed on him a bit and just over the head off the glove of the first baseman, Bo Urban. So with one out, Rural Valley has a base runner. So what am I missing? Yeah, baseball, they went to state in 2016. They win the Big Seven League title here this year and trying to add to that. Throw to first, but Nooner back safely. So, yeah, the last 5-6 years been pretty special for Rural Valley High School. They just kind of rewrote all the record books for athletics. This pitch way high all the way to the backstop and advancing to second is Ethan Nooner. That is a wild pitch. Just one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Panthers up 6-0. They've out-hit Marysville 5-2. Marysville's committed the only two errors in this ball game. Bartles from the stretch, checks second, brings it in, misses low. Parker Long walked and scored back in the second inning when he led off. 2-0. Bartles gets set for the next pitch, and it comes in a little bit low, 3-0. The Bartles now at 65 pitches here in the contest. Starting to labor a little bit more, it appears, as he steps off the rubber, removes his cap, wipes a little sweat from the brow. Now back on the rubbers, he looks to second, pitches from a stretch, and gets a strike in. It's 3-1. Nooner at second, he reached on a strikeout and throwing error, then advanced to second on a wild pitch. Top of the order, getting ready to come due for Marysville for a third time here in this third inning. Ball sprayed foul on the right field side. It's 3-2 now to Parker Long. Long has the only stolen base for Rural Valley here in the contest today. Told you that Jeff West is awaiting the winner of this game after they beat Hiawatha 3-1, scoring a couple runs in the fifth inning to prevail. I'm waiting around watching this one. Another ball fouled up the right field side. The count remains 3-2. Rural Valley and Jeff West played one close game and one not-so-close game earlier this year. Rural Valley won them both. But game one was 5-4, and then game two, Rural Valley won 10-0 over Jeff West. Here's the payoff, and another foul down the right field side. Ouch, that one caught a car pretty darn good right on its top. The battle continues. 8 pitches from Chris Bartles to Parker Long with one out and one on second. Panthers batting with a 6-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Top seed in this 3A baseball regional. And he works a walk, fouling those pitches off and taking his base on balls. Pitch a little outside. And so now runners are at first and second for number 9 hitter Tyson Parks. Parks the only strikeout victim of Bartles so far in this game. So, by the way, Rural Valley and Jeff West played on April the 28th. That's when they played their doubleheader. Rural Valley won 5-4 and 10-0. High pop up behind. The catcher whips off his mask, goes over and makes the play. Phenomenal grab by Nate Fisher. Atones for a throwing error earlier in this inning. as Parks fouls out on one pitch, and there's two away. Boy, Fisher got that mask off quickly and had a long run, as not only a lot of foul territory up the left and right field lines, but behind the backstop as well. Long distance, and Fisher had to cover quite a bit of ground, but got there to make the play. Here's leadoff batter Kendon Wagg. He swings and misses. Kendon had a single in the first, reached on an E9 in the second as he reached base when one went in and out of the glove of Elder. But two on and two out here. Kendon Wagg takes the pitch right in there for a strike. Pretty good breaking ball from Bartles. It's nothing and two. Next pitch in there as well. Drop third strike. They'll throw down the first and a couple strikeouts in the inning for Chris Bartles. He gets out of the third with no runs, no hits, and Royal Valley leaves a couple runners on base. On to the fourth inning after this one-minute timeout. Royal Valley leads Marysville 6-0 here on KNZA.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Three innings complete. Royal Valley leading 6-0 over Marysville. With Jeff West awaiting the winner of this game. We're back here at Feldhausen Field in Marysville with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. I'm Justin Fluke. And for Marysville, it'll be their 4-5 and 6 hitters due up against Brady Klotz, who has struck out 10 batters already. And the first pitch in there at the top of the zone to Bryant Simmons for strike one. Two hits for Marysville. This pitch is low. It's one ball, one strike. Six runs on six hits for Royal Valley. They had four hits in the first inning, two hits in the second inning. Only two errors in this game have gone against Marysville. Next pitch by Brady Klotz is swung on. Kind of a didn't mean to swing as the ball was a bit outside, and Siemens now down 1-2. Bartles and Barons to follow for Marysville. This pitch high, 2-2. 10 strikeouts. Two of them reached, though, on a drop third strike against Brady Klotz. One caught stealing last inning. Pitch grounded foul. A couple feet off the third baseline with Chase Wagg charging in hard. The count holds at 2-2. Marysville's lost 14 games in a row coming into today. Royal Valley is looking for win number 14 on the season here this afternoon. From the windup, Brady Klotz, a little bit outside, pushes things full. Klotz now at 62 pitches in this game. So nothing's been real easy. Even when he struck out the side in the first, he threw 14 pitches. Here's one fouled straight back, and this at bat will go to pitch number 8. Marysville's had some long appearances. 7 pitch at bat to Barons, 7 pitch at bat to Urban, 5 pitch at bat to Elder, 5 to Stevens his first time up. This pitch swung on and missed, and like has happened most times, Klotz eventually able to win the battle as he punches out his 11th of the game and gets one out here in the fourth inning. Chris Bartles has one of the two singles off Brady Klotz. He sent one right back up the middle his first time up. Lone senior starter. One other senior for Marysville, courtesy ran for Bartles. That's Jacob Hafley. First pitch a strike from Brady Klotz, Northwest Missouri State baseball signee. Foul stray back quickly, nothing and two here to Bartles. Eleven strikeouts and nine of them swinging for Marysville. Here's the 0-2 delivery, and that swung on and missed. Another swinging strike three, 12 Ks now for Klotz. Thomas Behrens struck out his first time up, despite fouling three pitches off and working a seven-pitch at bat. Klotz looking for a 1-2-3 inning, but misses high on the delivery there to Behrens. Lines and deals. And a pop-up on the infield, a mile high. Klotz trying to shade from the sun. He calls ball and comes in to make the catch. Nice play by Klotz, and still handle that out. And it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Klotz and the Panthers. Roll Valley still up 6-0 over Marysville. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute here on KS.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be Rio Miller, Brady Klotz, Jace Wag. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up for Royal Valley here in the bottom of inning number 4. Royal Valley got 3 runs on 4 hits in the first inning and 3 runs on 2 hits in the second inning. Didn't score in the third. Back out there is Chris Bartles with 74 pitches thrown. Rio Miller has been a thorn in his side on base and twice scored already in this game. Ball hit well to center field. Siemens moves over and makes the catch. So Rio Miller retired for the first time today. A couple pitches and one out. And now Brady Klotz, who is 0-for-2. Mentioned the baseball game's going on. We'll get you another update. It's Sabetha and Donovan West just getting underway there at Somerset Park in Sabetha for 3A regional baseball, also a part of this bracket. Sabetha also hosting regional softball today. Klotz calls for time. Rossville is the top seed with just a couple losses over there. It was Royal Valley and Marysville in the 4-versus-5 seed matchup. So same matchup we have here in baseball, Royal Valley-Marysville. As Klotz fouls one back for strike one. It was Royal Valley, though, the number 4 seed, beating Marysville Girls, the number 5 seed, by a score of 7-3 in that softball regional. So today, they're playing all 4 first-round games there at Sabetha, and they'll do the 2 semifinals and championship tomorrow at Sabetha for 3A regional softball. A 1 pitch to Klotz. Outside and low, ball 1. So Royal Valley softball winning earlier today. Nemaus Central, the number 2 seed, get you a couple other scores from those games. They played Jeff West, and Silver Lake played the Sabetha girls in the other games there, that regional for softball and Sabetha. Foul down the third baseline, 1-2 here to Brady Klotz. Regional golf going on. Mentioned that a couple of times. Pretty good day for regional golf. There's a off-speed pitch swung on and missed by Klotz, so he strikes out and is 0-for-3 today at the plate. Two up and two down for Jace Wagg, who's 2-for-2 with a single and a double, and he's driven in three runs. He has come to the plate twice with two outs and both times delivered with an RBI single and a two-run double. Facing Chris Bartles for the third time, he looks for his first 1-2-3 inning and gets the called strike on the outside part of the plate there. Nothing in one. This pitch swung on and missed, quickly 0-2. So Bartles, after laboring a bit, looking really strong here in the bottom of the fourth inning, trying to keep his team within striking distance. Next pitch is down for ball one. Good block by Nate Fisher. So fouled straight back, pretty good cut. Stays at 1-2 here to Jace Wagg. 6 runs, 6 hits for Royal Valley. No runs on 2 hits for Marysville. Winner gets Jeff West in the semifinal game coming up later this evening here at Marysville. The pitch missed a bit. It is even now at 2-2. Preston Golden would be next if Wagg can find his way on base. Bartles looking for the 1-2-3 inning. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Grounded right side. Second baseman Fisher moving over. Where's the first baseman? Nobody there to cover. Man, I don't think there was any doubt that the second baseman was going to make that play, but for some reason, Urban at first was charging across the infield like he had a chance to get it. I don't think the pitcher realized that, and the inning will continue. If first baseman Urban would have just stayed at the bag, it would have been a routine 4-3 play. But he went off, and then Bartles didn't realize that or get over there in time, as he's pretty frustrated now. Thought he had a 1-2-3 inning. Instead, he'll face Preston Golden. RBI double in the first by PG. He takes strike one. Struck out his last time up against Bartles. And swing and a miss for strike two to Golden. Bartles trying to get out of the inning again. And the foul will keep Golden alive for another pitch. Well, Valley again has scored 5 of their 6 runs with 2 outs here today. This pitch just a bit inside. 1 ball, 2 strikes, now to Preston Golden. Pitch a little high, 2-2. Nemaha Central softball won. They picked up a 9-2 win over Jeff West in the 3A softball regional there at Sabetha today. It's pitched low, so from 0-2 and a foul ball, now full to 3-2. So Royal Valley beat Marysville 7-3, and Nemaha Central beat Jeff West 9-2 in softball games at Sabetha today. Riley County Baseball beat Nemaha Central in extra innings. Here's the payoff with 2 outs, runner going, and the pitch misses low and away. Ball 4. Jace Wagg is second, and now Preston Golden is on. And Cooper Doherty will get a chance here in the inning. And here comes the Marysville coach out of the dugout. And well, it's hard to fault Bartles right now. I mean, he should really be in the dugout about 5 minutes ago. Kind of a misplayed defensive opportunity. Bartles really should have had a 1-2-3 inning pretty efficiently, but he's now at 93 pitches here in this game and stay out there to try to finish off what he can do here today. With two outs, Cooper Doherty will come to the plate for the Panthers. Sunny breeze less than 5 miles an hour. Folks getting a good tan here today. So Bartle stays in. Here's his pitch. Off speed, stays a little high. 1-0 to Cooper Doherty is 1-for-2. Cooper has an RBI single and a ground out to the pitcher his last time up. Bartles would take that here. Pitch number 95 of the day for him is in the dirt, ball two. Rural Valley would love to find a way to shorten this game a little bit if they could. Not that they're saving clots, but get out of the heat. Another pitch low makes it 3-0. Walk would load the bases. Ethan Nooner is the waiting on deck. Bartles looks pretty frustrated and fatigued. Runners first and second. Here's his 3-0 pitch. That's in for a strike. 97 pitches for Chris Bartles, Marysville senior. Oftentimes shaking off that first sign from Nate Fisher. Now they're ready in the 3-1, and that's hit sharply, but foul. Boy, right into some folks in some lawn chairs. I don't know, I go through the fence over there? Maybe just over it. Looked like the fence would be protecting those folks in the lawn chair there, but that kind of came right at him. It's 3-2. Another chance for Bartles to get out of this bottom of the fourth inning. Rural Valley runners will take off from first and second. And strike three called. Down looking goes Cooper Doherty. And the side is retired. Rural Valley has not scored in the third or the fourth. They've left a couple on each of those innings and still lead 6-0 as we head to the fifth inning next here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
KNZA.
Inning number five, Marysville with the bottom third of their order facing Brady Klotz, who's thrown 69 pitches through the first four innings today. He has struck out 12 batters through four innings. Substitution for Marysville instead of Gavin Elder. Marysville will bat Cabot Bogart, a sophomore. So Bogart will lead off here. Brady Klotz. Still no free passes surrendered in this game. First pitch a little low. Ball one. Cabot is a sophomore, and that's spelled C-A-B-E-T-T. Swing and a miss, evens the count up at 1-1. Day likely over for Chris Bartles, the Marysville pitcher, ended up with 99 pitches. Here's a sharp grounder to the second baseman. Nooner stays down on it, flips to first, and there's one away. So Bogart grounds out for three, and now number eight hitter. Nope, going to have another change here. This is going to be Connor Bolkin batting instead of Bo Urban. So Coach Hafley trying to get some different guys a chance here in the lineup after a lot of strikeouts and not much success against Brady Klotz, the Roll Valley right-handed pitcher. Pitch a little low, ball one. Connor Bolkin, a junior. B-O-H-L-K-E-N, Bolkin. Pitch misses, and it's 2-0 in Bolkin's favor. Klotz's next delivery, ouch, hits Bolker. There's the first free pass surrendered by Brady Klotz, as Marysville will get a base runner, just the fourth base runner of the day. Two hits, those were singles. And two guys that reached on a drop third strike. One of them, though, caught stealing. So now Bolkin is aboard at first with one out for Dakota Slupionik. Completing the second time through the lineup for Marysville. Pitch a little high. Well, I bet last week those black-topped jerseys were pretty warm. Fortunate for postseason this week, a little bit cooler, temperature only around 80 instead of those mid-90s and heat and humidity we battled a week ago. Throw over to first, but Bolkin is back safely. Roll Valley playing pretty shallow, especially in center field with long. Pitch by Klotz is on the outside corner, called strike one. 12 strikeouts for Brady Klotz, giving up just two singles to this point as a shutout through 4 1/3 innings. Ovalle, though, hasn't scored since second. There's a check swing. The pitch is outside, ball two. Ovalle got three runs in the first, three in the second, and that's where we've been, 6-0 ever since. Pitch is sent into short center. Back goes the shortstop, and it's Kendon Wag that makes the play for Roll Valley. It'll pop up to deep short. Wag, a couple steps back into the outfield grass. Makes the catch for out number two. Leadoff hitter Jordan Miller. And maybe a pitching change. That was pitch number 79 for Brady Klotz. I guess he's going to stay in. Had a little chuckle with the Roll Valley coach. In one game at a time, it's hard to do too much planning for the rest of the week. With Roll Valley, at this point, hopeful to play not only another game today, but perhaps a championship game on Wednesday. Pitch a little low from Klotz to Jordan Miller. Miller 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts. Two outs, runner at first base. Klotz from the stretch. Fastball, and it's fouled on the first base side. 1-1. Temperature's still right about 80 degrees. The high we got two today here in Marysville. Pitch in there called strike two. 1-2 to Miller. With Connor Bolkin at first. He was hit by a pitch. The only free pass again that Klotz has surrendered. Klotz and trying to just finish off this game. An outside 2-2. Miller had a notion, but able to check the swing. Nate Fisher would be next. He has one of the two hits for Marysville. Chris Bartles has the other. Off the end of the bat, foul, and Miller stays alive at 2-2. No strikeouts this inning yet for Brady Klotz. He's fanned 12 so far here in the game. Pitch number 6 coming up here from Klotz to Miller. And it's high, ball 3. Marysville had runners at second and third with nobody out in the second inning, and Klotz struck out the next 3 that he faced. That was the Bulldogs' best chance to kind of get runs on the board. They were only down 3-0 at that time as well. Here's the payoff, runner going, and the pitch missed, ball 4. So 2 free passes now surrendered by Klotz here in the inning. And now we will have a pitching change. And as a second visit to the mound here in the inning by Coach Kenny Swart for Royal Valley. So pitching change, we'll take a timeout and return in 1 minute with 2 outs. We're in the top of the 5th. Royal Valley leads Marysville 6-0 here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
KNZA.
Justin Flukpak with you. Our new Royal Valley pitcher is Ethan Nooner. He'll switch spots with Brady Klotz, who's now at second base. And Ethan Nooner in the pitch. He comes in inheriting runners at first and second, but 2 outs here in the top of the 5th inning. Nate Fisher, the left-hander, singled his last time up. He is 1-for-2. Also was one of 12 strikeouts recorded by Brady Klotz. He gave up 1-hit batsman and 1 walk. Both those came here in this 5th inning as he departs now and will play second. So far with no runs across, charge to him. Swing and a miss by Nate Fisher. 4 2/3 innings for Brady Klotz, charged with just 2 hits. 0-1 pitch to Nate Fisher, and it's lifted up. First baseman Golden calls for it and makes the catch, and a couple pitches for Nooner, and Royal Valley's out of the 5th inning. Marysville strands 2. They've left 5 on base, and as we head to the bottom of the 5th, Royal Valley still leads it 6-0.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
New pitcher as expected for Marysville. It'll be Dakota Slupianic, the freshman, taking over after Chris Bartles threw 99 pitches. Bartles completed four innings, giving up six runs on seven hits. He walked three batters and struck out six batters. Three walks. Actually, two, three, four, five, six, seven strikeouts. One of them reached on a drop third strike, throwing error. So seven strikeouts, three walks. Surrendered by Bartles, and his day is complete on the mound. Dakota Slupianic taking over. Six runs on seven hits for Royal Valley. No runs on two hits for Marysville. Here's Ethan Nooner. Took over pitching for Royal Valley, and now he's first to bat for the Panthers here in the home half of the fifth. Takes a couple pitches outside the zone from Slupianic. Right-handed hurler. And a check swing. Little grounder back to the pitcher. Fielded by Slupianic. Throw to first, and Ethan Nooner retired 1-3. One out here in the bottom of the fifth for Parker Long, who's walked twice, scored once. Also has a stolen base today, the junior center fielder. I believe Bartles still in the game at third base. I think it's just a swap from pitcher and third there. It was Slupianic and Bartles. No other changes for Marysville. May have a defensive change after they batted a couple different guys there in the top half of this fifth. Ball lifted towards right field. Coming in and making the catch. That is out number two. Catch for Marysville by Cabot Bogart. So Bogart stayed in the game playing right field. And he makes that catch. Two away. Tyson Parks is 0 for 2 with the strikeout and a foul back to the catcher. Would be the first 1-2-3 inning for Marysville defensively. And a strike on the inside part of the plate to Tyson. Nothing in one. So Bogart in for Elder and Bolkin. There's a well-hit ball deep center field. Back goes Siemens and makes the catch. Ronnie, no, it's in and out of his glove. Well, I thought he was going to get there. Parks belted that ball to deep, deep center field, and he's going to jog into second. Boy, the ball was hit well, but Siemens, I thought, played it great. Had a track on it. Looked like it was going to make a running catch fading back, but could not secure it in the glove. Roll Valley will use a courtesy runner for their catcher, Parks. And the batter will be leadoff hitter Kendon Wack. Still two outs, but now a runner at second. And the pitch high, and Kendon Wack's fourth at-bat of the game. He is 1-for-3 officially. He singled, reached on an error and scored, and also struck out, facing Chris Bartles. Now facing Slupianic. And he hits one right back to Slupianic, and Dakota was ready, makes the catch with limited reaction time. Nice play there by Slupianic. So the score remains 6-0 as we head to the sixth inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke back with you here at Feldhausen Field in Marysville, Kansas, 3A Regional Baseball. Second game of a triple-header today here on 103.9 KNZA. Coming up next, it'll be the winner of this game versus Jeff West, who won earlier today by a 3-1 final against Hiawatha. Marysville, a couple more at-bats, a couple more innings at least. Trailing 6-0, they will have Dominic Fisher leading off here in the sixth. And he fouls the first pitch back out of play. Dominic is 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts, so happy not to see Brady Klotz out there. He's now at second base, and Ethan Nooner on the mound. Nooner came in, faced one batter, and got a pop-up to end the fifth inning. Left a couple runners stranded for Marysville. Now another strike in there. It's quickly 0-2. Bryant Siemens and then Chris Bartles two up for the Bulldogs here in the top of the sixth. Swing and a foul tip to stay alive at nothing and two, the junior Dominic Fisher. Junior right-handers come in and throwing strikes. And a hard hit ball and through past third and into left field down the line. Looked like Jace Wag was going to have a chance there to backhand that one and make a play, but couldn't get his glove on it or knock it down, and it's a leadoff base runner here for Marysville. Ryan Siemens is 0-for-2, also with two strikeouts, left-handed hitter to face Ethan Nooner. Firming hitter error on the last one. A hit for Fisher is now at first to lead off the inning. Yeah, it was a sharp ball in one of those plays that even if Wag makes a backhanded stop over there at third, he was so far to the line, that was going to be a tough play to make clear across the diamond in time. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1 now to Siemens. Swing, but he didn't mean to. Went around that time, and it's now 1-2. So 3 hits now for Marysville, getting a leadoff single here in the sixth inning, down 6 runs. They have all 3 errors in this game. There's a ball that's just going to be foul. Getting towards the third base side. It'll roll down towards the bullpen. Mentioned earlier today, just the massive amount of foul territory. It is not only behind home plate, but all the way up the first and third base lines, all the way up the left and right field lines to the corners. There's a ton of space. In fact, that's where the bullpens are, just kind of out there in the open up the left and right field lines. And there's strike 3 as Nooner strikes out Siemens for the first out of the inning. A strikeout backwards K looking, I believe. Marysville struck out 13 times total today at the plate. Chris Bartles, 1-for-2. As one of the 3 Marysville hits, he pitched the first 4 innings. Threw 99 pitches today, did Chris Bartles, in 4 innings. We're giving way to Slupionic an inning ago. Fouls the first pitch towards third. And they're ready from the stretch with the runner on first and one out. The 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike 2. Still down to just 5 outs remaining here in this game. Need to get something on the board. Swing and a miss. High Keeter. And another K as Bartles is fanned by Ethan Nooner for out number two. Thomas Behrens, the shortstop, has struck out and popped to the pitcher against Klotz. Still at first base is Dominic Fisher. It looks like maybe a courtesy or pinch runner going to come in for Fisher, as Marysville will bring in to run Paxton Voigt, freshman. Nooner looks over that direction, and now the pitch, swung on, miss, gets underneath past the catcher. That will advance the runner to second. Behrens, the number six spot in this Marysville lineup. Bulldogs have struggled to produce runs this season at times, but pitching's been the bigger problem, giving up a lot of runs. Hard hit ball to third. This one going to stay fair. It's played by Jace Wack. Throw across the diamond in time. Nice stretch by Preston Golden at first base to record the 5-3 put out and end the sixth inning for Marysville. One hit, but no runs. They've left six stranded. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Royal Valley still leading it 6-0 here on KNZA.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford and Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Reitz today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Well, Marysville will be down to their final three outs next inning. First Royal Valley looking for a little insurance here as they bat in the bottom of the sixth. They lead 6-0 and will have the heart of their order, 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Miller, Klotz, and Wag. And a hard hit ball into left field. That's the third baseman, Bartles, and that is a leadoff single and the second hit of the day for Rio Miller. So Miller is 2-for-4. And now Brady Klotz, who's 0-for-3, struggled a bit at the plate today, but Klotz pitched to Jim, 4 2/3 innings, giving up no runs, just 2 hits, and struck out 12, did Brady Klotz, in 4 2/3 innings. Throw to first, Miller back safely. Miller has swiped a base already here today. Royal Valley got 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second. Nobody scored anything else. Klotz drives it into center field, but right at Siemens. It reaches up and makes the catch. Miller heading back to first, and he'll be in there safely. And the catcher backing up to throw to first. Doesn't throw the ball, and tagged. No, safe, they say, is Miller at second base. Boy, close call. I don't know why, but for some reason the catcher held it and held it before he threw to second base. He was over there to back up the throw from center field to first, which is a great job just being in the right place there. Nice play by Siemens in center field for out number one. Throw to first, they almost doubled up Rio, but ball was thrown too high. The catcher, Nate Fisher, there, but hesitated before he threw it to second, as Miller probably didn't realize the catcher was there to back that up. Catcher just a few steps behind first, and he would have thrown the ball quickly to second when he got it. I think Miller would have been a dead duck. He barely made it to second as is. But he's there tagging up now, and Jace Wag is the batter. One on, one out. The pitch a little bit low for ball two. Jace Wag is 3 for 3. He has 2 singles and a double. His single was an infield hit his last time up. He also has 3 RBIs, and he pulls that one barely foul on the ground on the third base side. 2 balls and a strike as Wag looks Jace the junior here for a 4-hit game. 4th time through the order. 1st time facing Dakota Slupionik, freshman pitcher on in relief for Marysville. It delivers, and it's a little bit low, 3-1. Preston Golden on deck, then Cooper Doherty here in the bottom of the 6th. Marysville have the bottom third of their order with their season on the line in the top of the 7th. Pitched by Slupionik, tails outside, and that's ball 4. So Jace doesn't get another hit, but he's on base for the 4th time. Miller stays at 2nd, now 2 aboard for Preston Golden. He's 1 for 2. He's doubled, walked, and struck out. 1 run scored and 1 batted in for Preston Golden in that number 5 spot of the Panther lineup today. With runners 1st and 2nd here and 1 down. Lupionic pitches and Golden fouls it back just over the backstop and hit the front row of the bleachers. Golden, I would say, has a pretty good chance to be the pitcher for Royal Valley if they win this and face Jeff West in the semifinal game later coming up here this evening. Slupionik checking 2nd. That runner held tight. The pitch inside for ball 1. 1-1 to Golden. Miller led off the inning with a single. He's at 2nd. Jace Wag just walked and is at 1st. 1-1 pitch to Golden. Slupionik brings it in and a ground ball foul on the third base side. It's now 1-2. Let's go to tries to get out of this inning and give Marysville one more chance at the plate. One-two pitch. Nope, they're to 2nd. And back on a hand safely there is Rio Miller. Bionic ready again as he toes the rubber, brings it in, and sharply fouled once more up the third base side. The count remains 1 ball, 2 strikes to Preston Golden. The crowd on hand, some folks finding some shade. It looks like the Jeff West softball team, some of them have made their way over from Sabetha. In the dirt, runner goes, throw to 3rd, and safely there is Miller. Heads up play. Unfortunately, the runner at 1st didn't see all that and didn't take off, so Wag still at 1st, but Rio Miller now at 3rd, and the count is 2-2 here to Preston Golden. Might be a good chance that Wag takes off from 1st on this next pitch. Panthers get a sign or two. Marysville's catcher, Nate Fisher, looks to the dugout for how they'll play this here. Pitch, runner not going, and a foul off of 1st base. Up against the fence, still 2-2. Pitch number 7 coming up in the at-bat. 1st meeting with Slupionik and Golden here today. Grass infield, thick, lush green. Another chopper foul right there at the plate. Golden again able to see at least another pitch. Jeff West waiting. They'll play the winner of this game coming up next. Jeff West, a 3-1 decision over Hiawatha in our 1st game today. Roll Valley leading 6-0 here in this one. Hard ground ball and foul, 3rd base side. This will be the ninth pitch, I believe, the longest at bat we've had here today. Preston Golden has fouled four of them off now. Out still 2-2. One out, runners at the corners, and a foul behind home plate to the backstop fence, and now pitch number 10. This is the second inning of work in relief for Dakota Slupionik. And strike three gets the call as Golden caught looking there on the outside corner. So the battle won by Slupionik, and there's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Cooper Doherty with runners still on the corners. Cooper, an RBI single, his first time up today. Since then, he's grounded back to the pitcher and struck out looking. Facing Slupionik now for the first time. Two outs. And a ball lifted towards second, over the second baseman. A run is in. And Doherty delivers with two outs for the second time today. That is another RBI single. Royal Valley scores for the first time since the second inning and now leads Marysville 7-0. Jace Wag went first to third there with two outs. Doherty at first, and the batter will be Ethan Nooner. Sixth batter of the inning. Nooner is 0-for-3 today at the plate. Ducks under an off-speed pitch, ball one. Back, the 7, 8, 9 hitters do not have any hits so far in the game for the Panthers. But that base hit, and two of them now in the inning, the Panthers have a total of 9 hits today. They scored 3 runs on 4 hits in the first, 3 runs on 2 hits in the second, RBI single, RBI double. Had an infield single in the fourth, and now 2 more hits here in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. Nooner takes low. 2-1. Parker Long would be next, advancing in there to second base as that ball kind of held in check there and didn't catch it cleanly. Nate Fisher behind the plate, so now they're at second and third. And you count 2-1 here to Nooner. Took over pitching for Brady Klotz. He hits one to the gap in left center. This one is going to fall in between two guys for Marysville, and two more runs are going to score. Nooner into second. It's another two-out hit, and two RBI for Ethan Nooner as Royal Valley looking to walk it off. And a great hit there by Nooner to the gap, scoring Jace Wag and Cooper Doherty. Now it is 9-0, and if Royal Valley can get one run before Marysville gets one out, the Bulldogs will not get a chance to bat here one more time in the seventh, so touching close to a run rule now. Parker Long, two walks and a fly ball to right. He takes low from Slupionik, ball one. So we will have about a 20 to 30 minute break after this game before the regional semifinal right here at Marysville. There's the ball lifted, and that may end the game. In front of the left fielder, Miller, around third, and coming on to score is Nooner. That's the ball game. 10-0 Royal Valley on an RBI hit by Parker Long. Like Ethan Nooner, they get their first hits of the game, and that's enough to force the run rule and end things here in the bottom of the sixth. So 10-0 your final. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
We take having those close relationships with our customers very seriously.
That's Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We try to get out in the community as much as we can and volunteer. I think it's important because our customers can see us out, get to know us a little bit better, and I think it shows that we care about what's happening in our community.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. Justin Fluke with you. Two-thirds of the way through our triple header here at Feldhausen Field in Marysville today. Jeff West beat Hiawatha 3-1 in the first contest. And now Royal Valley takes care of Marysville 10-0 in six innings in their quarterfinal. So Royal Valley and Jeff West coming up in a semifinal game. Royal Valley, 10 runs on 11 hits. No errors committed. They left seven on base. Royal Valley scored three times in the first, three times in the second, and four times to end it in the sixth. Marysville, no runs, just three total hits. The Bulldogs also had three errors, and they left six stranded. Marysville's three hits came from three different individuals: Dominic Fisher, Chris Bartles, and also a single in this game for Nate Fisher. Marysville ends their season one win against 16 losses, but just two seniors. So the majority of their team coming back for the Bulldogs next year. Losing pitcher Chris Bartles went four innings, threw 99 pitches, gave up six runs, seven hits, walked three, struck out seven. Dakota Slupianic pitched the final couple frames for the Bulldogs. For Royal Valley, Brady Klotz, four and two-thirds innings. He gave up just two hits, no runs, only two free passes, and Brady Klotz struck out 12 batters. Ethan Nooner tossed the final two innings, and he gave up just one hit and no runs. Nooner recorded two strikeouts and did issue one walk and one free pass. Offensively for Royal Valley, it was Jace Wagg, the cleanup hitter, going 3-for-3 with three runs batted in and scored a couple. Rio Miller went 2-for-4 with three runs scored and an RBI. Cooper Doherty, 2-for-4, drove in a couple. Ethan Nooner, 1-for-4, he drove in a couple. Parker Long had an RBI hit there to end it. Preston Golden had a hit, a run, and an RBI. Kendon Wagg also had a hit and a run scored for Royal Valley. With the win, their 14th of the season, and now in a semifinal against Jeff West coming up. So Royal Valley beats Marysville 10-0. Again, the final score. We're going to step away for about 30 minutes, and then we'll come back for the semifinal. Royal Valley and Jeff West still to come on FM 103.9 KNZA and online at msesports.net.